My name is Hamad Ibrahim, and I'm gonna talk about the goods day in the good international goods day in Nigeria. I will start by saying that the international goods day in Nigeria is one of the largest international goods days in the world, and the international goods day in Nigeria is centralized into more than 25 cities in the country, which is like 10 of the cities which is centralized, and more than a million people attend the procession. And the international goods day in Nigeria was attacked, have been under threat by the Nigerian government. The Nigerian government being a pro-Israeli government, not the interests of the people or not the interests of the government. But because the government is a pro-Israeli government, so they have to follow the interests of Israel. Even though in the Islamic movement of Nigeria, many processions have been held, but most of them are not being attacked. Most of them have been attacked, but the most procession that have been attacked is rapidly in threat, and that have been rapidly been attacked is the Goods Day procession. And it got to the first attack on the Goods Day procession was in 2003, when 8 men were gunned down in the city of Kano. And the second one was in 2009, when 2 men were gunned down and many were injured. And the last one was the most brutal killing, and that is the Zaria Goods Day massacre on 2014, when 33 people were gunned down, including a Christian who was supporting the Islamic movement, and he was also gunned down. I can remember that three of the Islamic movement, the leader of the Islamic movement, Sheikh Ibrahim Al Zakzaki's son, were killed. Ahmad Hamid and Mahmoud, who were my brothers, nearly 200 were injured. And this is my solidarity. I was saying this is our solidarity message to the Pakistani nation, to the Pakistani martyrs and their family who were killed in the city of Quetta. I am proud of being that my brothers were killed on the Quds rally, and we still support Palestine.